Hey, and welcome to the podcast. I'm Greg.
I was waiting for the hey. Sorry, I was waiting for it.
No, I can't do Old Man Johnson again. If that's a Halloween episode reference.
I know, but you were leaning into the mic. Right, I felt like it was coming.
Hey, I'm Greg Detmer. Sitting across from me is Jenny J. Hill Hillebrand, and this is the School Talk Podcast with Jenny and Greg.
Wait, what?
Oh, Jenny.
What?
So didn't you hear?
Hear what?
We are going to do a little rebranding. So guys, this is the Instructional Coaching Corner Podcast where Jenny and I get together and talk school stuff. However, you just heard me say, this is the School Talk Podcast.
And it has a nice ring to it.
It does have a nice ring to it. That's what we're going to start calling our podcast. For the last few months, I've been kind of kicking around the idea of rebranding our podcast, and it made me reflect on the last 4 or 5 years of podcasting together. If you remember back when we were little baby podcasters and we didn't have all this fancy stuff, we said, like, we're going to make the Instructional Coaching Corner Podcast. And our idea was we'll make a podcast for instructional coaches by instructional coaches. You and I at that time,
yeah.
Right?
And we did that.
And we did okay. Some episodes here and there with like using video and then like
guided
some
reading,
teaching, or like some teamwork things and so forth. But then really from the get-go, our episodes have covered much more than just instructional coaching things. And more or less like anything related to school kind of has fallen under our umbrella of things that we like to talk about.
I think it's been, you know, things that you and I have been working on in the instructional coaching role that was going really well that we thought, you know what, other instructional coaches would benefit from hearing this. Teachers would benefit from hearing this. So I think realizing that our audience and our listeners are more than just instructional
coaches.
Of course.
Yeah. And I think we realized that early on. And that's, I mean, our episodes simply didn't match the name.
Right.
Which wasn't a big deal.
Well, but at the time, we were both instructional coaches.
That's true. So, but now that's a little different. So we started off as two instructional coaches. I sit here as an instructional coach across from you, who's wearing a nice Hillary Clinton pantsuit.
Why, thank you.
And it's that nice pumpkin orange one that she always wore.
Yeah. Or not.
Jenny is not wearing a pantsuit, but she is sitting across from me no longer in the instructional coaching role. She has accepted the job, and she's been doing the job of principal at Dyersville Elementary for several months now. So
yeah.
I want to extend a Podcast Nation, ICC Podcast Nation congrats to you, even though we're not calling ourselves that anymore.
We're not.
It'll take some time.
It will.
So congrats on that. And I'm sure there's going to be so much learnings that you get in this new role that you can bring to the microphone as well.
Absolutely. You know, it's crazy because so much of what we talked about over the last 7 years fits right into this role, whether it be with mindset, whether it be with my continued work with, you know, my new instructional coach, Amanda Kloss, who was a member of our IC team, made the shift to Dyersville Elementary, in talking with her about some of the things that we've been doing at Dyersville over the last few years and continuing that work with teachers on curriculum. Because in my role as an instructional leader, even as a principal, you know, being able to do that work with Amanda as she kind of takes over the reins of instructional coach at Dyersville, like so much of what we talked about still pertains to what I'm doing now. It's just in a different capacity.
So Jenny, like in my head, when I knew you were interviewing for the Dyersville Elementary principal job, like part of me is like, I hope Jenny's like calling back and answering some of those questions with some of the little tidbits of knowledge she gained through our conversations from the podcast, because there's some gold in there.
What's really funny that you bring that up is, you know, I think it was the day before or maybe a couple of days before, I sat down with this notebook, and on the front of the notebook, it's sitting over there. On the front of the notebook, there's all kinds of words like be bold, take risk, live life fearlessly, lead by example, trust your gut. Like so many of the sayings that are on the front of that book, like I just knew going into that interview that I needed to keep telling myself those things. As I kind of took notes on some things like, okay, well, if they ask you this question, what would your response be? If I showed you that paper, which is still in that notebook, there are so many times where I say in our podcast or in our work of the podcast, bringing it into the building. So even just having that like bigger capacity of, okay.
Whoa, 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 whoa.
Whoa, 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 what?
You mentioned your podcast in your interview?
Yeah.
I mean, that's where they got.
I'm really that, sorry that it, ta- it has taken like, this long that, for you to hear like, that.
Interview's done. Jenny, you're on.
Well, it's because I mentioned that, you know, you're such a great influence on my life. They were like, okay, well, since Greg didn't, apply. Guys,
I've been trained.
Maybe
trained
Greg can influence Jenny.
By the great Greg Detmeyer. As my wife would say, she would be rolling her eyes right now. Christy, actually, since we're talking about,
I want to roll my eyes right now.
Since we're talking about rebranding, here's what my wife suggested for the episode, or for the new name. So we were talking. I was like, "Hey, what do you think of School Talk? You know, everything's open. The social media stuff's there. The website's there. We can do that. That's a good option." And she's just like, "Well, that sounds nice, but I think more accurately it would be." Things my wife told me that I then take and make my own and then claim as my own thoughts and ideas podcast.
Oh, that's why I love your wife.
Yeah. So if you want to predict what our podcast episodes will be on, at least like the leadership ones or like the life ones, you can generally go like 6 months earlier, what conversation did Christy have with me? And then eventually it sets in. It's like, oh, I had this profound idea. I'm going to podcast on it.
Great. So now Christy's going to take credit for me getting this job too, because Christy told you
it
told me.
It all boils down to Christy.
To Christy. Christy is getting all of the credit for
this.
In
charge
right
of the universe. So Jenny, what I want people to know is as we go on and as you go forward, if you see our logo changes a little bit, if you see it doesn't say Instructional Coaching Corner, instead it says School Talk, we're going to keep some similar looks to things. But just know it's still us.
Yep.
Don't be like, what's this thing in my feed? And be like, I'm deleting this.
Please don't delete us.
Same with our social media social media outlets as well. So all that will be changing. We'll be rolling over to the new look, hopefully by the end of the year. And we'll go from there. And again, that gives us this big umbrella to cover anything school related.
It's like when you have a new Pepsi can.
Still
new
Pepsi.
New look, same great taste. New look, same great conversations.
Ooh, that could be our tagline,
that
Jenny.
That could be.
New look, same great conversations.
I like it.
That's a good thing. All right. Well, Jenny, anything else there?
I don't think so. Kay. I miss the IC team. I'm just going to give... I know that we have some IC friends who listen to this, and I'm just going to say that I miss our IC team a lot. You guys were my rocks for 7 years, and I still consider you guys some of my best friends. So,
we're still here for you, Jenny.
Love it.
All right. Well, as we leave, remember, if you see the School Talk podcast show up in your social media links or in your podcast feed, give it a listen. It's still us. Don't delete it. And as always... Go be awesome.